Welcome to St. Columba's for our all-age worship service on this, the second Sunday of Advent. We begin by singing hymn number 134, Make Way for Christ the King. Arrived at the second Sunday of Advent. Last Sunday we lit the first of the Advent candles, and today Patrick Whiteside and Charles Auchmuty are going to come forward to light the second of the candles as our journey through these weeks continues forward. And so Patrick and Charles, health warning, safety warning, today we don't have the fire officer in church in the front row who was watching us with great attention last week. So no pressure, gentlemen. Okay.
Today we see the candle of hope is already lit. Now we light the candle for the second Sunday in Advent. This is the candle of peace.
As we prepare for the coming of Jesus, we remember that Jesus is our hope and our peace.
From the book of the prophet Isaiah, "For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace."
From the Gospel of John, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid."
Gracious God, grant that we may find peace as we prepare for our Lord's birth. May divisions in ourselves and in our families be peacefully resolved. May there be peace in our cities and in the countries of our world. Help us to see the paths of peace in our lives, and then give us the courage to follow them. Lord, let us remember that you only are the giver of lasting peace, and that you are always with us. Amen. Thank you very much.
Return to the order of service. This is the day the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we're lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to do better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God.
Amen.
Amen. We stand. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
Thank you.
The collect or prayer of the day. Father in heaven, who sent your Son to redeem the world and will send him again to be our judge, give us grace so to imitate him in the humility and purity of the first coming, that when he comes again, we may be ready to greet him with joyful love and firm faith, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the prayer to be said during the season of Advent. Almighty God, give us grace to cast away the works of darkness and to put on the armor of light, now in the time of this mortal life, in which your Son, Jesus Christ, came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge the living and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please sit.
Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire."
Thank you.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This is the time of year when many companies have their Christmas adverts. And we get them on our computers, we see them on TV, as they try to make preparations for Christmas. This year, one of those adverts caught my attention. It's about a middle-aged man learning to skateboard. Now, I would be slightly, just ever so slightly past the middle age spectrum of life. But I really connected with this man. He was learning to skateboard. And a few years ago, Charles got a skateboard. And he had it at the rectory. He said, "Dad, do you want to have a go?" And I said, "No." And Charles said, "Go on, go on, go on." A bit like Father Ted, you will, you will, you will. And I endeavored to get on the skateboard. And it was not without its challenges. We didn't even get moving. And then Charles demonstrated you can go from 0 to about 10 miles an hour, immediately flying down.